MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump imposing 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico and doubling tariffs to 20% on Chinese imports as well.
Canada responding with a 25% tariff of its own on American goods. Economists warn those tariffs are paid for by American businesses, and those costs are then passed on to American consumers by raising prices. The Yale Budget Lab estimates that the tariffs could cost the average household up to $2,000 annually.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington. Target topping fourth quarter expectations. However, it's warning this morning those tariffs will have an impact on its business. Tonight, President Trump will deliver an address to a joint session of Congress, his first this term. That speech could include discussions of Ukraine. Overnight, the White House announced it was pausing all military aid. Pope Francis now off mechanical ventilation as he continues his fight against pneumonia. This is ABC News. Target topping fourth quarter expectations as it reports earnings, but warns that those tariffs will have an impact on its business. Walmart warned of the same thing when reporting its earnings last month. California is ordering all state workers to return to the office most days of the week.
On the heels of President Trump's order for federal workers to return to the office, now Governor Gavin Newsom is ordering California state workers to do the same. By July 1st, he wants state workers in the office at least 4 days a week, but with telework options for those who can prove they need to be accommodated. Newsom saying when we work together, collaboration and accountability improve.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. An Australian man credited with saving 2.5 million babies with his blood plasma has died. James Harrison was a retired state railway clerk. He had a rare antibody in his blood that helped protect unborn babies when their mothers have a different blood type. He was 88 and had donated for more than six decades. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly four-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothée Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Honora writer-director Sean Baker won four Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win four Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Honora was the talk of the night, as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Honora five Oscars out of six nominations. Not a bad Sunday. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. Bucks guard Kyle Kuzma dealing with a sprained right ankle after accidentally stepping on the foot of Giannis Antetokounmpo during Saturday's game in Dallas. But Kuzma pleased they've won six of their last seven games.
Yeah, we're moving in the right direction, and we've had some hiccups. That's to be expected, but you know, I had a coach in the past. He's always said that the regular season is just rehearsal for the playoffs. That's just the approach that we kind of have to have, and obviously you want to win, and every game is going to have a different challenge.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 5-4 in Cactus League action. Left-hander Aaron Ashby had to leave the game with apparently a strained oblique muscle. The Brewers have signed veteran lefty Jose Quintana to a one-year deal. NFL, the Packers are agreeing to a two-year deal with linebacker Isaiah McDuffie, worth around $9 million with incentives. McDuffie, a sixth-round pick for Green Bay 5 years ago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have rain on the way today and tonight. Could be an inch or more of rain by the time things wind down. Our high in the upper 40s today. By tomorrow, rain will change to snow, with snow tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. Strong wind gusts from 30 to 40 likely through the day tomorrow as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we all want clean drinking water. What about road salt? What happens with that? We'll kick that around tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air. Weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's a beautiful morning. We got a new act. It's phenomenal.
It's sensational.
It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
6 minutes past the hour. Some clouds this morning. A little bit of sunshine trying to peek through, yeah. But expect some rain along the way later. Maybe some thunderstorms and highs in the upper 40s. Right now, 40 degrees. And time for us to check in with our WMDX news person, Savannah Tomei Olson. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Pretty good. The big news, of course, is the tariffs are in effect.
Yeah.
That's right. It started this morning. We're going to expect to see prices change at the gas pump. It could be by up to like 15 cents-ish is kind of the consensus that I've seen from some of the forecasters out there. So if you need to fill up the tank, now's probably a good time to do it. It'll take a couple days, up to a week, for us to see that impact. But, you know, especially if there's anything you put gas in to leave it in the garage for the rest of the summer, now could be your chance.
Really? Definitely. Yeah, use a bicycle. There we go.
Oh, man, okay. I tell you.
Right, there we go.
Yeah, this is not good news. The economy is just going to shake and quiver from this one.
Well,
we'll see what happens.
Exactly.
What about
that's all we can do, right?
What about college funding for research? How is that affecting the UW?
So this is something that I think the UW is still trying to figure out on a daily basis. One of their chief complaints, and one of the complaints of 15 Big Ten universities, has just been that they haven't gotten enough communication to even make decisions they feel really confident in. But basically, they have advised all of their grad school departments to limit admissions going forward because of these cuts specifically to research, and it's grad students and grad programs and PhD programs who do all of this research, right?
Mm-hmm.
So because they're going to cut this funding and they're cutting reimbursement, which is also going to hurt the bottom line right now because they've already spent some of this money and they're expecting to get reimbursement from the federal government. Staff have basically said we may not have enough money to support the normal number of students. They didn't give any like quota numbers. They didn't give any sort of, you know, yeah. If we normally admit this many, you should admit this many. Instead, what they told people to do, if they have people who have been admitted to the program and ended up declining, you know, there are desperate people who are thrilled to get on the wait list. What they told faculty to do is really think hard about whether they offer that spot to someone on the wait list.
Wow.
So that's a big shift from UW. And again, I think they're I think they're still just trying to figure all this out.
Yeah, I think every college in the country is also doing the same thing, trying to figure this out. It's a domino effect. I mean, you make something, a decision like this, and makes everything else, you know, kind of tumble, and everybody is in question. Government is in question at this point. Everything public is in question, and it's not an easy thing to deal with at this point either. So,
Savannah, so UW also has one of our one of the Alzheimer's disease research centers in the country, and so far, so there are 35 across the nation, and at least 14 of them have had funding cuts or totally stopped. So far, UW is not in that group, but you know those scientists are doing life-saving work that they hope will, all these 35 centers are looking for a cure. And I think that's one of their, one of the things that impacts all of us. I think everybody knows somebody who has been impacted by dementia or Alzheimer's. And I think that's another thing that we may see more news on just in the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Because we're living longer, the chances of getting Alzheimer's or dementia is greater.
Absolutely. And Savannah, did you say you had a story about the Alliance Center?
That's right. So they have been talking about this for as long as I've lived in Madison, honestly. So we're getting on 10 years here. Updates are hopefully finally coming to the Alliant Energy Center. They want to do basic stuff like renovate the restrooms. They want to update the stormwater, but they also want to really expand the exposition hall because they have been told that there are groups that want to hold events there that don't fit. And so they want to have a ton more space. It would cost about $300 million, and they're hoping to pay for it all by private investment that would be paid back. So the fact that that wouldn't involve public money would be a pretty big deal to be able to get it done that way. And then they would also renovate, you know, the actual Coliseum itself. I think they're really encouraged by the concerts at Camp Randall that are selling out for this summer. But if, you know, these artists can sell out Camp Randall, a ton of them can sell out even more seats at the Alliant Energy Center too.
Yeah. Well, back in the day when it was the Dane County Coliseum, they had a lot of concerts.
They really did.
Back in the, in the old days anyway. Well, Savannah Tomei Olson, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll listen for those stories and more on the Civic Media Radio Network. We appreciate it. Have a great day. All
you
right.
You too.
Take care.
Thanks, Savannah.
All right.
All right. Excellent.
Well, that's
now 12 minutes past the hour. Yeah.
Brings up Trump again. You know, he's got his speech tonight, State of the Chaos speech. And he has presented more chaos to this country than anybody I've ever seen in my entire life.
And, you know, this is not a State of the Union speech. Somebody, I was talking with Todd Alba about this. Why isn't it a State of the Union? It's because he just became president again. And so they call it a presidential address the first year. It's not because
is that the reason?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he's only been president again for, you know, a month or so, a couple of months, right?
Yeah. I would, okay.
That's all why they don't call it the State of the Union this time.
Okay.
They'll call it that next.
Right.
I just wanted to point.
You think we'll
can
have
I go into the weeds a little
point?
Bit longer on this?
No, no. It's good. It's good to know that.
Because it's his first.
Okay. I thought he just wanted to change it because everything is changing.
Right.
And it's not going to be a union anymore. It's going to be basically just chaos.
What is going to happen tonight? Starts at 8 o'clock. We'll have coverage.
Well, maybe explain his new idea, and that is to be
what
the head of the Postal Service.
He's going to take over for the Postmaster General?
Yes.
Trump's going to be in charge.
He wants to dissolve its leadership, placing him as the administrator. I am not kidding you.
What?
This move could grant Trump and his team immense power over mail-in ballots. This is what the whole idea of taking over the post office is about.
Really?
How petty can anything get?
I thought he just liked the uniforms. You know, just, you know, he liked the
supposed
up.
Election fraud stuff.
Oh, man.
And advocates of vote by mail tell Democracy Docket that they're worried. This is a way that the federal government could put a really big thumb on the scale and impact every state's ability to run their own elections. No kidding. Trump's aspirations to privatize the service, which would upend how Americans get mail, basically, and vote, would also have an impact on mail-in prescription drugs.
Oh, boy.
For some reason. I they're against all of this stuff, using the mail for anything. And always privatizing the post office, all these many decades that they've proposed doing this. Well, they're going to get their wish this time.
Apparently so.
4 years is way too long. I mean, he can take aim at anything he wants in this 4 years, and this is driving me absolutely crazy.
Well, you're not alone.
And now he wants to bring back a housing discrimination. Trump has begun terminating grants to organizations that enforce the Fair Housing Act by taking complaints, investigating, and litigating housing discrimination cases for Americans across the country. You know why? Because, you know, housing discrimination has something to do, fair housing has something to do with DEI.
Of course.
They educate communities on, you know, all these groups. They do a really great job of educating these communities, landlords, keeping them in line, racial discrimination, investigate complaints, resolve disputes. All of these things will now be defunded. These groups that help individuals with housing, those groups are getting defunded because of DEI. Speaking of DEI, I thought this was a really bizarre story. The U.S. Forest Service has terminated $75 million worth of awarded money to Arbor Day Foundation. They help disadvantaged communities plant trees. And this affects New Orleans. Environmental group Sustaining Our Urban Landscape, SOUL, has planted trees in the historically black communities. And research shows that low-income communities of color have fewer trees and are hotter because of it. They don't have the shade trees, and the you know, it breaks the wind. The Arbor Day Fund's grant was part of former Joe Biden's signature climate law, the Inflation Reduction Act. The Forest Service wrote that the award is no longer going to be in effect because it flies in the face of their new DEI programs and policies.
Wonderful.
So keep the trees out of black communities.
Yeah, they don't need any
because
trees.
Because you're kind of using DEI in order to bring about this.
Unbelievable.
It is, isn't it?
We're getting some texts in here, John. Matt from Middleton talking about the post office here. They want control of the mail stream to control vote by mail, just as you were mentioning. I wonder if Russia does something like that. Putin's lackeys running the post office and monitoring or controlling what makes it through. Another text here. If the postal service is privatized, expect every piece of mail to have advertising slapped on it. And Mark says Trump and his daddy were big on redlining before they got fined for it.
That's right.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah, in New York City.
That's right.
Donald Trump and his dad.
Housing discrimination, redlining by the insurance companies.
Right.
That was a big problem. Mm-hmm. We want to bring that back.
Apparently.
We long for those days. What the hell is going on?
Yeah. We'll see how much of this makes it into the presidential address tonight at 8 o'clock. That's going to be something. Don't know what. It's going to be something.
Can we come up with a drinking game for it?
Yeah, let's workshop that this morning. What word would be the magic word?
Exactly.
Sam, do you have any ideas?
I don't know, but it sounds like a great idea.
You're all for it.
No better way to spend the time listening to the speech.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
Let me mention this. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's their biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up, sleep better. Verlo.com. We will be back with more of John and Gordy on WMDX in just a moment.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more.
That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Take this crazy pad, man. It's a mad pad.
WMDX, the mad pad.
Seeing a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through the cloud cover this morning, and it's 40 degrees already. And,
well, the sun is burning off a lot of the haze there.
Okay, here you go with the burning off. Haze doesn't burn. Fog doesn't burn.
It's actively combusting.
Okay. Let's go to our professional meteorologist. She's got all the answers on the weather.
Oh,
it's Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing all right. We had some rain overnight. The streets were wet this morning, kind of drying off now. But I guess more rain on the way?
Yes, yes, indeed. So you could see a few sprinkles, maybe late morning, but overall, we're really looking at that rain ramping up and pushing in around 2 o'clock this afternoon. And let me tell you, it's going to come down pretty hard at times. We're looking by morning at about an inch to an inch and a quarter of rain already that has fallen. So it's really going to come down there. We're going to see some ponding. We're going to definitely see some rivers rising. Ice jams are possible because we got these nice warm temperatures today. We're climbing to the low 50s. We'll still be tomorrow morning in the mid 40s, but tomorrow afternoon we take that drop. We actually fall below freezing with some flash freezing that we're expecting around 4 to 5 tomorrow evening. So that's when our temperatures drop below 32. We continue to plummet. So anything wet will turn to ice, and we're also looking at a little bit of snow mixing in by tomorrow afternoon as well. We're not looking at much of an accumulation, probably less than half an inch, but still, that's going to create some slippery spots.
Well, I tell you, these tariffs are really having a horrible effect on the weather.
I agree.
I'm just tying it all together, that's all.
Okay. But more snow up north where you're at, right?
Yeah, you're getting snow.
Oh, yes, we are getting smacked. I mean, there are blizzard warnings right up to La Crosse, and then we've got a winter storm warning extending all the way into Medford, Rhinelander, and up through the Northwoods, where we're looking at least a half a foot to potentially a foot of snowfall. So this is going to start to flip over late tonight for us, continue overnight while you're getting all the rain. We're going to be getting tons of wet, heavy, slushy, sloppy, nasty snow on top of that freezing ice. That's so it's going to be a mess up here.
Yeah,
don't come north.
No.
Okay. But for us, not that much snow, just a little mix tomorrow, perhaps?
No. Right. Yeah, just a little mix. You're really looking at the heavy rain. So more of the potential for some minor flooding and those rivers rising and some ice breaking up and jamming. That's probably your biggest concern. Otherwise, just some puddling
muddy mess, and a little bit of freezing rain and snow. That looks to switch over around noon, and you could see light snow continuing to some flurries till about 9 o'clock tomorrow. But we're really looking at about a half an inch of snow, nothing major.
Okay, and then by the weekend, everything clears. I got the grandkids visiting this weekend, so I want to know what the weekend looks like.
Oh, absolutely. So Friday, beautiful, sunny, highs of about 43 degrees. We do have a small chance of light snow early in the morning, but that system really wants to stay south and gets out of here. So by Saturday, Sunday, just a ton of sunshine, mid-40s on Saturday, and mid-50s on Sunday. So perfect for the
Okay. Yeah, the kids will love that. Okay.
Get out the brats. And the grill again.
Put the gazebo up again in my back patio.
Yeah, get that just gazebo back up.
Uh-oh. Yeah, probably too early for that. Okay.
It was truly an eyesore in the neighborhood.
All the neighbors were complaining.
They were happy to have him as a neighbor. Yeah.
All right, Brittany. Thank you so much. You have a great day. All right, take care.
You too.
That's our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
Yeah, I was just checking out CNN, and they had a headline up there that Musk is using AI to make a lot of these firing decisions. So AI, the computer, is now firing people. See, this is what we warned everybody about.
Right.
It's not just going to replace people. It's going to fire them, too.
Yeah, just about a month ago, that's what you were talking with Mike McCabe about. Right. At what point does AI start making the decision of whether or not you should be in your job still?
Yes.
I guess it's now.
It's now.
Well, we'll have a chance to get updated with Mike tomorrow.
Well, talking, I think, about 13,000 jobs lost already in the government. And they say the trickle effect, I mean, it's affecting so many other businesses. Daycare centers are now emptying out because now they can stay at home.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just Washington, D.C. I mean, these are federal offices all over the country.
Yeah.
That are affected. So, yeah.
All right.
These are the times we live in.
Well, we've got a great attorney general now for the country, Pam Bondi.
You're not impressed with her work so far, huh?
I'm not impressed at all. Cue up cut 41 here.
Okay.
Forget the First Amendment.
No.
Forget free speech.
Why?
Freedom to associate, all of that out the door. Instead, we have to vilify and weed these individuals out who think we have all these freedoms guaranteed to us by the Constitution. Let's check this out. This is amazing stuff. Listen, Pam Bondi.
First and foremost, we got rid of the Jack Smith team. Gone. Those people are gone. We're still trying to find out. There are a lot of people in the FBI and also in the Department of Justice who despise Donald Trump, despise us, don't want to be there. We will find them because you have to believe in transparency. You have to believe in honesty. You have to do the right thing. And right now we're going to root them out. We will find them and they will no longer be employed. But again, we're starting at every level of the Justice Department, Sean, and getting rid of the worst, but there are a lot more people that shouldn't be there, but there are a lot of good people who are out there now risking their lives every day making these cases.
Because they like Trump. So they're weeding out all the people that don't like Trump. Is that a reason to not employ somebody because they don't like somebody politically?
They were investigating him. They were investigating the administration. Yeah.
If they're not happy with Trump, then they should be terminated.
Hmm. Apparently, that's the new way.
This is our AG. This is the person in control. Very level-headed, treating everybody equally.
Mm.
But if you don't like Trump, then you're out the door. And we're gonna find you. I mean, we're gonna find you.
Yes.
I mean, what kind of language is this person using?
By the way, we haven't mentioned this yet, but we'll mention it now. Yeah. There's a No Kings March for Democracy today and Reproductive Freedom Rally. It happens from 2 to 4 p.m. And then at 4:30, there will be a march. Now, this is in 50 states, 50 protests, one peaceful movement. Again, No Kings March for Democracy at the Capitol, right, Sam? That's what he's nodding his head.
Yeah, this was passed on to us by a listener.
Okay,
so great. We've got a little poster that we can, I guess, throw up on social media, but haven't looked into it a ton. I just found out about it yesterday.
Okay, so we can expect to find out more about that.
We should have protests here in town because their Supreme Court has not made a decision on birth control,
right?
Not birth control, but on abortion.
Exactly.
We need to have that decision made quickly.
Midwest Farm Report is next. Stay with us on WMDX.
Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's maple syrup season in Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. And in Anago, Jim Adamski is busy. He owns and operates Adamski Sugar Bush, and he says that while the weather is one element that they have to worry about, tariffs are another. Adamski explains how Canada influences Wisconsin's maple syrup price.
So the syrup price is really based upon, you know, syrup that's produced in Quebec. And really, it's the syrup price that's set by the Production Federation in Quebec. And then we take our dollar value, and it's the exchange rate of American money to Canadian money that really dictates the price of maple syrup in the U.S. You know, so with tariffs and everything that are going on, it's really hard to say how it's all going to play out, because if the Canadian dollar stays strong, it could bring a stronger dollar for, you know, maple syrup here in the U.S.
Jim Adamski from Adamski Sugar Bush in Anago, where maple syrup season is underway. Adamski hopes that he'll be able to stretch the season into April, but he said that all is dependent on the weather. They need daytime temperatures in the 40s and 50s, overnight lows back in the 30s to extend their maple syrup season.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
And the judges get busy today as the U.S. Champion Cheese event starts at the Rush Expo Center in Green Bay. More than 2,414 entries for them to make their way through. The general public is welcome to observe the judging and do a little sampling free of charge today and tomorrow from 10 until 3. The U.S. champions will be announced on Thursday at 2 o'clock. Follow all the details at uschampioncheese.org or their Facebook page. That's a look at food news on a Tuesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have rain on the way today and tonight. Could be an inch or more of rain by the time things wind down. Our high in the upper 40s today. By tomorrow, rain will change to snow, with snow tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. Strong wind gusts from 30 to 40 likely through the day tomorrow as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is flawed about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan and filmmaker Craig Knitt, who joins me in the studio. That's right, folks. He's going to fight Green Bay traffic. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Stephanie Miller here. These guys drive me crazy, but it's a good kind of crazy. John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX Madison.
Hey, that's us, John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with Sam Davison in the control room there on this Tuesday morning, partly cloudy, and temperatures today getting up to about 50 degrees, but look for more rain. We had some overnight. We'll get some showers and storms a little bit later on. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource celebrating 65 years in business. They take care of lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. They can do it all. You've seen their work around the Madison Capitol and also at UW campus and at Hilldale Mall. They're the largest landscape contractor in southern Wisconsin. Branches in Madison, Milwaukee, Kenosha. Check them out at davidjfrank.com. That's davidjfrank.com. John?
Well, let's talk about our U.S. Director of National Intelligence.
Who would that be? Who is that?
That is our girl, Tulsi.
Tulsi.
As the Russians would say. Tulsi Gabbard.
What's her story?
She refuses to direct any criticism toward Putin. For some reason, I don't know how she does it, but she does avoid criticizing Putin. But she does come down on Zelensky. You know, she doesn't like what he's doing in that country, you know, managing a war. But anyway, let's listen to Cut 42. This is Tulsi.
Think that they're in more alignment, and they should be, with the U.S. when it comes to those freedoms and things you talk about. Certainly those are not things that you would say that Russia or Putin celebrates or bestows on his own people.
That's correct. I would not make that claim, and it's clear that that's not the case, nor does President Trump. But that's not really what we're talking about here. We're talking about many of these European countries and Zelensky himself, who claim to be standing and fighting for the cause of freedom and democracy, when we actually look at what's happening in reality in these countries, as well as with Zelensky's government in Ukraine, is the exact opposite. You have the canceling of elections in Ukraine. You have political parties being silenced or even criminalized or thrown in prison. You have the freedom of religion, churches being shut down. You have political opposition being silenced. You have total government control of the media. We could go down a whole laundry list of issues that are against the values of democracy and freedom. So it really begs the question, as Vice President Vance said again in Munich, it's clear that they're standing against Putin. Obviously, that's clear. But what are they actually really fighting for? And are they aligned with the values that they claim to hold in agreement with us, the values that President Trump and Vice President Vance are standing for, and those are the values of freedom, of peace, and true security.
All right, so the way that you describe...
That's not... That's none BS. Of that is that's, correct.
That's a load of crap.
I know, and by now I would have thought she would have changed her story a little bit because we know a little bit more information, and she should have at least, you know, updated her BS lines, her smokescreen.
All right. Yeah, phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Let's go to the phones right now. Dick is on the line. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
Guys, I have no clue what the buzzword for tonight's going to be, but the theme, I think, is going to be this. How to explain away cratering an economy that was doing real well in just 5 short weeks.
Yeah.
The let's see. Stock market, not so good.
No.
Consumer confidence, mm-mm, pummeling. You go down a litany of things that are going all in the wrong direction, and I think that's what it'll be about, explaining stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
Prices going up, inflation, tariffs.
Yeah, inflation. You can tell that the billionaires and this wealthy class doesn't seem to be too worried about the economy at all.
No.
And all these people losing their jobs, instability of doing away with public offices that make this country run smoothly, they don't seem affected by any of this. I guess when you get rid of these offices, all these administrative offices, all of those rules and regulations go away. They disappear, and they kind of like that. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Wait and see,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. I don't see anything too good happening.
No.
I don't know about you guys, but, you know, we can always hope. But
yeah.
The other thing, you know, he's talking constantly about buying American.
Mm-hmm.
More of that. Well, a funny thing, a lot of these big-ticket items need things from other countries to make them. It's great to make them here. I agree. Mm-hmm. But if you can't get the raw materials and some of the things you need because the tariffs are so high and then the prices go through the ceiling on these things, I mean, none of this makes any sense.
It doesn't. One of the things that he's trying to do is he's trying to lure these corporations into this country by, you know, putting these tariffs in effect. He's playing on the greed of corporations. Yeah. You know, like Honda will move from Mexico to the U.S. to manufacture cars to avoid the tariffs. Now, these are temporary because another president coming in can certainly get rid of the tariffs. Now Honda's here. Now, if these corporations want to do that, they did this, by the way, when we had NAFTA. They moved all of their businesses overseas, right? So now they're going to move back because of the tariffs being put in place. That's what Trump is hoping to at least induce this time around for these tariffs. So we'll see what happens. Greed, yeah, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Transactional.
Well, get ready for the big presidential address tonight where he'll talk about all these things.
Right. And
again, 8 o'clock is the start time on that, and you can hear it on the Civic Media Radio Network. And then there will be a Democratic response as well, which I believe we will cover. Yes. Okay.
So we have Tulsi Gabbard talking down Ukraine again. And now we have, and this is from our Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins.
Okay, what did Brooke?
Not a lot of people are talking about Brooke.
I don't know Brooke.
She says the solution to high egg prices is to buy chickens. Let's listen to Cut 37.
Okay.
I think the silver lining in all of this is how do we, in our backyards, we've got chickens too in our backyard, how do we solve for something like this? And people are sort of looking around thinking, wow, well, maybe I could get a chicken in my backyard.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. I agree with you.
Yeah, chickens. I think everyone who isn't a farmer right now wants to be. So you're in the right department, Brooke.
What?
Get some chickens.
Isn't that
bird flu an issue with some of these
You'd think the yards would be affected by bird flu as well. Mm. It's not like, you know, they're off limits.
Right.
You know, this reminds me of World War II's Victory Gardens. But
newsflash,
we're not at war.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
Not yet.
No.
Maybe a cyber war happening.
And then the Doge receipts, right? Everybody was talking about the Doge, the wall of Doge receipts.
Yeah.
Did he save any money? No.
They downgraded that again, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. I've got Cut 38 here, and this explains it all right here. Listen to this.
Okay.
Elon Musk's Doge cost-cutting effort has published what it calls the wall of receipts, basically a long list of government contracts and then the savings it's achieved by canceling each of those. When Doge first posted its list, we found problems with all five of the five largest contracts. The largest savings that Doge claimed to have made on its initial list was an $8 billion savings from a contract cut at the Department of Homeland Security. When we looked at that, we realized the actual number was 8 million, 1/1,000th of the claim that they had made. Doge responded by saying, well, it was an error in contracting system, but they should have known better. And the reason they should have known better is that this contract, this supposed $8 billion contract, came from ICE. Its entire budget is $8 billion. Going down the list, the second, third, and fourth largest savings on Doge's original list were all basically the same error. What they did was triple count the same cancellation, all with the U.S. Agency for International Development. And what contracting experts told us was it wouldn't have been right if they just counted it once. That's because this contract had been out there for a long time. A lot of the work had already been done. So much of the money that had been allotted initially had been spent. The fifth largest savings on Doge's initial wall of receipts was $232 million they said they saved by canceling a contract that the Social Security Administration had. When we looked into that, we realized that there was a cut there, but it was only $560,000. After we and other news outlets wrote about these major errors, the Doge site was updated, quietly, to remove all of his top five claims. But his new version contains other errors.
Uh-oh.
The new largest savings was a $1.9 billion savings. But when we looked into that, we realized the contract they were talking about had actually been canceled last year under President Biden. And when you look a little further down the list, you see that Doge is claiming credit for contracts that expired even before Joe Biden was president. In one case, the Department of Homeland Security is claiming it saved tens of millions of dollars by canceling a contract that actually ended in 2005, when George W. Bush was president. Doge said it's trying to make its data accurate and it's asked the public for help in cleaning up its data. But these errors are important because they give us an insight into the way Doge works. Much of what Doge does is secret. It's in all these different agencies making decisions, gathering data, and we can see so little of it. And if they are this wrong about that work that we can see, if they show this much sloppiness, this much misunderstanding of the machinery of government,
yeah,
what does that mean about the work we can't see in all these other agencies with all this other data that's being done in secret?
Yeah, there you go.
That's, don't worry about it. I mean, sure, they'll straighten it all out, right?
Right. As he mentioned, a number of news organizations got together to go over this Doge board, this list, and found all of these errors. That was Reuters and New York Times putting that that video together.
That report. Yeah.
But it just shows how absolutely wrong. These are the ones they're bragging about, and they're wrong.
Yeah.
What about the ones they're hiding, the ones they don't want us to see?
Right.
So
yeah,
this, you know, they're tearing apart departments and shuttering them.
Mm-hmm.
They're firing all of these people.
Right.
And they're wrong about all of these receipts that they put out there for us to examine to show that they've actually done something. We're going to find out that after everything is gone, that we need all of this stuff back.
Well, they're letting AI just make these decisions without doing any kind of background check or looking at their career history in, you know, whatever agency they're letting go of people through. It's just and they just keep rolling on.
Yeah.
Nobody's stopping them. Let me just mention this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. That's right. You can sleep better. You can dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Right now, the Verlo Mismatch sale is back. It's the biggest sale of the year there. Mismatch on the outside, same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now and save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Go to Verlo.com for more information or check them out at Madison's East Side or West Side. John?
Can we cue up cut 164 from last month? That's okay. Margaret Atwood. I played this. I want to play it now before I play you this other cut about the Nazis.
Okay.
We don't have time, right?
We've got time for one of them.
Okay. No, okay. I want to play them together because
we got a couple of minutes.
That's the real effect. I mean, that's how it really does work. Okay,
all
let's
right, well,
let's play cut 39 from this month, and this is Trump's announcement of the tariffs. Okay,
okay.
But in the corner of the screen, they showed the Wall Street numbers going down. Let's play it.
Okay.
But very importantly, tomorrow tariffs 25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico, and that'll start
down.
So they're going to have a tariff. So what they have to do is build their car plants, frankly, and other things in the United States, in which case they have no tariffs.
Yeah. So we want to destroy your country, the economy that you have, all the car manufacturing in your country, and we want to bring it here. And we don't care about you at all. We're going to depend on corporate greed to move their factories and facilities here,
America
so they can abandon you and your country. All right, that sounds like a great, great neighbor.
That's the plan. Yes. We're just making friends left and right now.
Yeah, we are. Won't we need these people, our friends, eventually,
America
if something
first.
Else happens?
No.
Remember 9/11?
Again.
The entire world came to our assistance.
We'll see as President Trump lays out the whole plan tonight.
Oh, I can't
wait. The presidential
wait. Yes.
address. Tune in tonight.
You know, we don't even
Radio
need
Network.
A drinking game. We should just drink.
Just start drinking now. Okay. We will be back with leftovers, some odds and ends, some tidbits next on John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX.
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Well, this is an interesting leftover, all right? We played this before. This is Margaret Atwood on WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Sorry about that. I was just looking out the WMDX window and enjoying the view.
Well, the WMDX shades and blinds had to be drawn down because the sun suddenly peeking through that blinded you temporarily.
Yes.
You couldn't see anything. And I jumped to the rescue there and pulled the blinds down.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, Gordy, you should give John the blindfold that you have. Then we wouldn't need to worry about this.
That's right.
I do carry a blindfold everywhere I go. Just if I want to shield my eyes.
The dating
completely.
Game with the Dane County Humane Society.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you were using it for the last time around.
All yeah.
Right, this is Margaret Atwood, Handmaid's Tale. She was talking about who gets eliminated. Under a totalitarian regime.
Yeah.
And surprising thing.
Yeah.
Is that the closest people to that regime get eliminated. Let's listen to her comment.
Okay.
If you want the playbook of how these things go, you know, how do totalitarianisms go? One of the first things that happens in them is a purge of the believers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why is that? So what do we have with Hitler? We have Night of the Long Knives. Who got eliminated then? Other Nazis whom he saw as rivals. And why them? Because they were still true believers. They still believed in the socialism part of National Socialism. And he did not. So they get eliminated. Who did Stalin purge? In the 1930s purges was the old Bolsheviks because they were still believers and he was not. So suppose these people get power. The first people to be purged will be the true believer Republicans. Just saying.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So if I were them, I would be thinking quite hard about giving a small group of individuals that amount of power over them.
Well, You forget about that. That's Margaret Atwood, and she's talking about who gets eliminated first. She should know. Who's Margaret Atwood? Again, if you're not listening, Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
She wrote
Sorry,
that.
Catherine, are you trying to talk to us?
Sorry.
I cannot see you because, like John, I'm having trouble with the glare from the windows.
Oh, God. Yeah. What a morning.
It happens this time of year.
I just walked in, so I'm trying to keep up because you're pummeling us with information today. It's so much.
There's just too much.
It's a fire hose of stuff. And I just want to play this next cut because... if you're worried about being eliminated, I think you have a good cause for that because the U.S. MAGA Nazis have declared open season on Republicans not loyal to Trump or Musk. They're calling them the invasive species, and they must be eliminated. Let's check this out. Cut 40.
There is a new invasive species that has just been categorized and classified here in Texas by the Trump administration. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that invasive species is the Texas rhino. And the Texas rhino, guess what? It's just been declared open season on the Texas rhino.
Wow.
All right.
Species and they shouldn't be here. There's too many people that shouldn't be here, and we are going to work together with the open season. We're going to work with Bo. We're going to work with everyone here because the Texas rhino has got to go.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Who's that guy?
Yeah, just throw that out there.
He's a Nazi. A Nazi from Texas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Those Texas Nazis.
The MAGA Nazis are out there, and they're going to get rid of the rhino Republicans.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Margaret Atwood was right. So
threatening.
They're kind of they're a little afraid of the liberals, you know.
You think?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Really?
Yeah.
We've
armed ourselves already.
They
don't know it. We secretly have armed ourselves. We now have little militia groups popping up all over the countryside.
Gee, I haven't noticed that. I don't know getting this information.
They're well hit.
I see. That's why we don't know about them.
Yeah. I'm just creating this fallacy. Maybe it'll spread.
By the way,
yeah,
there is a protest going on today.
Oh, yes.
Where is that information? I want to update you on that.
All right.
It's called the No Kings March for Democracy. Happens at the Capitol this afternoon here in Madison from 2 to 4 p.m. It's also a reproductive freedom rally. Hmm. And then there will be a march at 4:30 around dusk. So, and again, this is put together and... their office is at 2 East Main Street, right down the way here at the Capitol. But look for that. We'll keep our eyes open right outside our windows here and see how that develops.
You know, I was thinking that because gas prices are going to go up now, we went out last night and filled up our tanks.
Yeah, I did that too. Yeah.
But here's the thing. We missed a chance here. The John and Gordy stickers.
Oh, yes.
Remember we're going to do that? Trump did
for
this.
For grocery prices
yeah,
and
Trump
things?
Did this. Yeah. The pointing finger at the prices.
Yes.
Why didn't we?
We can do that.
Can we still do that?
Yeah.
All right, let's get big packets of those things. You know, packs of 100.
Really?
We want to get every.
Oh, we're really going to go away.
Wow, we want to get everybody.
100
I don't know,
of them.
This guy must have actually gone broke. He showed what he did in the grocery store. Everything had a sticker on it. I'm thinking that has to be at least $400 or $500 worth of stickers.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, Stephanie Miller. Tomorrow, Mike McCabe, we'll get his take on the presidential address that happens tonight, 8 o'clock. We'll have coverage on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's it for us. Have a wonderful day,
That's
John.
That's it. We're toast.
We're toast.
That's it for us.
We're done.
Stephanie Miller's up next.
I mentioned that, but yes, it's worth mentioning
but
again.
I just don't want you to bring it up again. Right.
Have a great day. So long.
This is John Gordy
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll talk about Secretary of Defense Hegseth requiring a What Did You Do Last Week list from civilians. And Luke Mathers is in for Tuesday Tangents. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. China has responded to new U.S. tariffs by announcing it will impose 15% tariffs on key U.S. farm products, including chicken, pork, soy, and beef. The move following a 20% tariff slapped on Chinese goods by President Trump, who also imposed a 25% tariff on Mexico and Canada. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has reaction.
If these tariffs stay in place, economists expect you could start to see price hikes by Memorial Day. For groceries, it could be within weeks or even days. About 63% of U.S. vegetable imports come from Mexico. Think bell peppers, cucumbers, strawberries, tomatoes, limes, avocados, a lot of that fresh produce. And grocers, they can't really stockpile those foods in advance.
The White House announcing it's pausing all military aid to Ukraine. Those issues and others expected to be talked about tonight during the president's first address his term to a joint session of Congress. Pope Francis off a mechanical ventilator today. This is ABC News.